Hey, we're back here on Let's Go Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. As we continue, now we're going to transition a little bit into one of our Dame by Local members in the retail world. We bring in Anna Bukia of Kiki Boutique in Wanakee. Anna, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I was so excited to find your store a couple of years ago. And then realized we had some old connections, but really cool store that you have there in Wanakee. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Kiki Boutique is right downtown Wanakee, 138 West Main Street. And we are here to offer, your needs from head to toe. We got clothes and shirts and jeans and accessories. And just really personalized shopping experience.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit about why you got started in this. Because, you know, opening your own store, that's not something that everybody does. A boutique in particular. How did you get to this place in your life and decide to open?
Absolutely. So I was a hairdresser for 15 years and always have loved fashion. I love connecting with women, getting, kind of that one-on-one experience, getting to know their stories. And so living here, raising my family in Wanakee for over 3 years, I just felt a need for more personalized shopping in this area for clothes. And so I decided to look for a retail space, and this space that I found opened up right downtown. This whole community is just so downtown businesses here are female ran, most of them. So just was very, everybody is so accepting of me opening this business, and it's been a wonderful journey that I've been on so far.
Are you still doing hair if we need to find somebody good?
Oh, goodness. I do kitchen beautician now once in a while. I just actually did somebody's hair last night in my kitchen.
We're talking with Anna Bukia of the Kiki Boutique in Wanakee. You can find out a whole bunch more about them at Kiki Boutique. That's K-E-E-K-E-E boutique.com. Anna, you mentioned that. Now, there are some things here happening with changes, and we're getting into a new season. What are the hot items? What are people looking for in fashion right now and for clothing? Not that I'm, up to snuff there, but you could maybe help us out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that you asked that. We have a lot of businesses opening up in Wanakee right now. So if you haven't been out to Wanakee, you need to come out here. There's a lot to do. We have in our store, we're offering the new Kendra Scott jewelry line. That's going to be new to us. Capri Blue candles. We have all the latest fashion, jean jackets, tank tops, shorts, dresses. If you're getting a chance to hopefully get to take a little spring break and go on a vacation. We're still taking all our safety and sanitation measures here. Really there's just so much to do in Wanakee right now. We have wine bars, coffee shops, new restaurants opening up. There's a lot more boutiques than just mine. So it really makes for a great destination to be able to get out, go for a drive, maybe grab a girlfriend, and come in and see me. I'm always here, and we'll take care of you. You can try clothes on. I know that's not always an option everywhere, but we allow that here, and then we, clean the fitting rooms. So, whatever, there's just a lot to do here, and we have lots of different fashion options. We have sizes extra small through extra large, which I know is another issue for women is sizing. So we try really hard to accommodate that, go up to size 18 in jeans. So that way, we can, if you're whatever size you are, we're able to accommodate.
Yeah, it's interesting in women's fashion. I do look at it a little bit, I will profess. Not that I ever try to get involved in advising my wife or anybody else, and definitely not my daughter about what to wear. No, you do not tell that girl what she should wear. She picks it out, and whatever she picks out, that's exactly what she meant, regardless of how I think it looks. But the point is here, there are some trends in women's fashion that really allow for that flexibility, comfort while still looking stylish. What are some of those things happening right now that are really great for women's bodies?
Right now, everything is a little bit more casual, I will say, with the lifestyle that's, people are working from home more often. It's definitely the jogger sets. are really a trend right now with matching the sweatshirt to the joggers, putting on a pair of sneakers. You can pretty much wear a pair of sneakers with anything and it'll go. You can wear the cutest dress and put sneakers on. So I do love that fashion is still as creative as always, but with a little bit more comfort added into it. And also, you know, what we do here is we go on Facebook Live every Thursday at 9:30, and then that show kind of replays. And it allows us to try everything on. And that way our customers can really see, you know, see it on somebody first before even coming down here. That's a great way to see what we have coming in the latest fashions.
We're talking with Anna Bukia of Kiki Boutique in Wanakee, the only Wanakee in the world. That's what we've seen and heard. And Anna, what is that like, having a business in the only Wanakee in the world?
People always ask me where does my name originate from, Kiki Boutique, and it originates from the end of Wanakee twice. So K-E-E-K-E-E, everything always kind of comes back to that Wanakee, the only one in the world, and Kiki Boutique's the only one in the world. So here we are, and I just think that fashion is supposed to be fun. And what a great place to come to Wanakee with one of your friends or a couple of your friends and get to enjoy, you know, a day out retail therapy.
I see there you have some sale items as well, Anna. Tell us about some of the things on sale right now. People might scoop up for a bargain.
Yes, we have some dresses that are on sale and some tank tops and shorts, white jeans. White denim is always really big this time of year. Maybe a few little jackets left over in the sale room. So definitely able to get a sale. And we sometimes just decide to run sales on the whole store, give people a little incentive to come in here and get a new wardrobe or a new look for their next vacation or for whatever they have going on.
Hey, Anna, I wanted to ask you quick about the Wanakee Chamber. You know, they're a great member of Dame by Local 2, and I know we've collaborated with them before. Tell us how much the Chamber has helped businesses like yours.
Oh my goodness, they've done so much. They have ran a whole campaign during the very beginning and were able to pretty much help all the businesses downtown by giving them a little bit of a financial aid to help with the offset of us having to close down for a while. And they're always, you know, open to listening to anybody's ideas and are always, you know, they're just right down the street from me. So they're just a really great support system for all of us. And I think that pretty much all these businesses down here tap into them whenever, you know, whenever they feel that they need to, and they're always there.
One other thing I know you offer, Anna, is some really incredible accessory items as well. And some things, you know, like I told you, I went into your store. You weren't there as someone working at the store, and my daughter was with me. And this was a couple of years ago, and she saw, you know, this great pen and some other jewelry items. So some of these accessory items that, you know, even kids love. So you just have so much diverse stuff. Tell us about some of those hot accessory items that you have.
Absolutely. We try really hard to touch on the price point as well. We try to stay under $100 for our clothes. I mean, obviously, sometimes it varies from there, but our accessories, you know, we have accessories as low as $12. We offer bracelets, necklaces, jewelry. We offer, like in the winter, hats, gloves, mittens, purses. Purses are a really big fashion item coming into spring. There's a lot of bags now where you can change the strap out on the bag. So it really allows you to feel like you have a new purse with not having to switch everything out of your purse. And you just change the strap up. So that's been very popular. People are really enjoying that.
You can head to Kiki Boutique, downtown Wanakee. We're talking with Anna Bukia, the owner of the boutique. And again, find a whole bunch more about them at kikiboutique.com. Go to the boutique for the clothes. You got to go to Anna's kitchen for a haircut, though. That's the only thing. Anna, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you. Stay strong, stay well, and thanks for being a Dame by Local member.
Thank you for having me.
That's Anna Bukia of Kiki Boutique in Wanakee, the only Wanakee in the world. You know, I just want to, before we head to break here real quick, because I know we have a minute, just kind of talk about that, Jimmy, and the fact that we have so many incredible small businesses run by people in our community, like Anna, who just were inspired by something they really wanted to do. and wanted to bring to people in the community too, bring that unique experience. And I love that fact. I just think it's fantastic. That's what you get from a local place.
I actually spend a lot of time in Wanakee. I enjoy my time when I when I see my clients in Wanakee. The downtown is very welcoming. You know, it's a nice neighborhood, actually. Fun fact, I actually lived in Wanakee for a short time when I was a kid. Went to eighth grade school there.
So, did you leave an impression, Jimmy?
I hope I did. I try to leave an impression anywhere I go.
Great town. Spring's coming up. It's going to be a great walk in the streets in Wanakee and everywhere around Dane County. That's Anna Bukia from Kiki Boutique. Check them out at kikiboutique.com. We'll be back on the other side of the break here on Devil Radio 92.7.
Devil Radio is hiring. We are seeking candidates to fill an immediate vacancy as our part-time weeknight producer. Ideal candidates bring live radio production experience and a willingness to learn new skills. But Devil Radio will train the right candidate looking to begin their broadcast career and grow with our company. This position pays $15 an hour. Production requires on-site work at our West Madison studios. Apply today at devilradio927.com or call Luke Mathers at 608-819-8255.
Stream Progressive News and Talk 24/7, as well as download exclusive podcasts and interviews at DevilRadio927.com. That's DevilRadio927.com.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house, and I want you to help me write an offer on it.
I'd be happy to, Dom. Were you at the open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I don't want to bug you.
Oh, Dom, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
But...
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So...
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Maybe you need a more muscular voice on talk radio. Maybe you need Matt Flynn direct.
Attention to the clowns of the authoritarian left. We are fighting QAnon. We are fighting the Republican Party. You are not going to knife us from the side and say we're going to attack it from the left. Do you understand? This is the Democratic Party, not a socialist party, not some authoritarian left party.
Listen to Matt Flynn direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio. Gotta cut you
down. The Devil's Advocates.
I just wanted to thank Crudy for going up to the Capitol and decorating the tree. I think it was some of your finest jackassery.
Eddie, that's a real compliment because there's quite a history of jackassery with this man.
I'm in the legal books of the state of Wisconsin. My jackassery has been enshrined for posterity. I have set precedent with my jackassery.
I think you should take it to court, though, and you should tell the judge it's a matter of law and order.
Political commentary from the back of the class.
Devil Radio 92.7 FM, covering all the malarkey you can handle.
Welcome back to the Devil Radio Studios here on Let's Get Local. Jason Hafeman, your host. Really excited to bring this final segment to you as well. Again, thanks to our guests so far, and thanks to our sponsors for this program, Let's Get Local. Madison Water Utility, again, they have that $100 toilet rebate program that you can access as a water utility customer. It helps save water, helps you save money, and you get a $100 rebate bill pay credit by just putting in a new WaterSense toilet. Those are wins across the board. Go for it. Changing a toilet isn't that fun, but you can do it. I believe me, I can do it. That means you can do it. That's kind of the lesson there. And also Evolution Financial and Sue Peck are great sponsors for Let's Get Local. We stay on the front of really important initiatives, but instead of saving water right now, we want to talk about our water supply and what's happening with the Madison Sewerage District, Madison Metro Sewerage District. We have Emily Jones and Amanda Wagner from the district joining us now to talk about salt reduction, salt in our water supply, and what they're trying to do about it. Good morning, you two.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
So first of all, let's talk about the salt that's in our water supply right now. Where's the level at? What's happening? Why is the situation what it is at this point?
Sure, I can talk about salt across the board in our community. So as the sewerage district, we're kind of the back end of the water supply or the water cycle that we think of. We're treating everything that goes down the drain in our community. But we're seeing salt get into many different types of water. And so the Madison Water Utility and other water utilities in our area have seen chloride from salt, sodium chloride, increase in some of their wells because we get our drinking water from groundwater. That's coming from road salt that's percolating down into the groundwater. And so you might have heard about the Madison Water Utility doing some studies and some mitigation efforts for that. In our lakes, we've seen throughout the winter, a lot of road salt gets put down on our pavements, on our roads, on our sidewalks, and everything that gets put down has to go somewhere. So either that's going into the ground or a lot of times it's just running straight into our lakes and streams. And so if you look at graphs, if you look at, say, the road salt report that comes out from City of Madison, Dane County Public Health, you can see chloride levels trending up. And when we get to the wastewater plant too, we get a lot of salt, not just from road salt, but mainly from water softeners. So most people have a water softener in their home, in their business, and every bag of salt you put into your water softener, when it regenerates, it's gonna get dumped into the sewer system. And then we are really, really good at treating sewage. We're not designed to remove everything that goes down the drain. And so chloride passes through our treatment plant into streams that are south of Madison. So we see chloride showing up in all these different water sources. And so we're working to reverse that trend.
So what steps are being taken now with that being the situation to make sure that we get an acceptable situation there with the amount of chloride in the water?
Sure. At the wastewater plant, we're really trying to get after all the sources of salt that are coming to the plant, whether that's the road salt that kind of seeps into the sewer system or the water softener salt that I talked about. And so a big thing that homes and businesses can do is improve the efficiency of their water softeners. So we have really hard water in this area. We don't really recommend that people take out their water softeners because it could cause that hardness buildup on their appliances and throughout their fixtures. But a lot of water softeners are inefficient and use way too much salt. And so we're really pushing to get people to improve the efficiency of their water softener through a lot of education and sometimes offering grants and incentives. On the road salt side, the sewerage district is part of a coalition that's really great called Wisconsin Saltwise, which is several local agencies, including the water utility, the stormwater agency, all these different partners that are working together to educate people who are putting down road salt about the right amount to use. Because we don't need to use those huge piles that you see everywhere. We really just need to use the right amount and always after shoveling.
And I would just add too, like our goal at the sewer district is to minimize what's coming in because it's cheaper and more efficient to reduce the amount coming in than it is to treat at the back end. As a sewer district, like all sewer utilities, wastewater utilities, you know, we have certain regulations that we need to meet. And so in order for us to do something on the back end to treat for things such as chloride or other things that we're regulated for, it's much more costly than to make a tweak to your water softener, or maybe replace it if it's a clunker. Or as Emily talked about, the Wisconsin Saltwise initiative for a municipality to tweak their systems and reduce the amount of road salt they're putting down. That at the end of the day helps our waterways. It can help the sewer district. It can help the water utility, but it also helps them by saving money. So doing work on the front end to prevent it from coming in really benefits everyone.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the preventative measures, obviously much more cost effective than correction measures that would need to be taken after the fact. And, you know, what you're asking people to do here is for the whole community to understand this scenario and participate and kind of do their part. And that's really what can make an impact. I'm a homeowner. I'm just going to put myself in this case. I'm a homeowner. You're talking about water softeners. I know where it is. I know what it is. Sometimes I put some salt in the container. How do I know if my softener is inefficient, using too much salt, set up correctly?
That's a great question. We get that a lot. So we think of water softeners as something that is kind of set and forget in the basement. So we're really trying to get people to pay more attention to their softener and how it's functioning. So one quick rule of thumb is that if your softener, if you're, you know, using a pretty standard amount of water in a single family home, if your softener is using more than one bag, 140-pound bag of salt per month, then it might mean that it's using more salt than it needs to. Because we're really trying to hit an efficiency where single family homes are using one bag of softener salt or less per month. I know that my house, we only have two people. We're able to go several months on one bag. So that's kind of a benchmark we're looking for. Another thing to look for, probably the easiest thing to look for is the age. So water softeners function by taking the hardness out of the source water, out of the groundwater that's coming into the home. And they do that by using salt. And the material inside the softener gets really beat up and kind of fouled up over time. And so that makes it lose efficiency. And so our benchmark for softener age is if your softener is older than 15 years old, so say you moved into your house 15 years ago or more, and you haven't changed the softener, it's time to get that replaced with a more efficient unit because it's probably not doing the job it's meant to. Then there's some things that are a little bit more complicated to look at. And we have some more resources that I can point people to on our website. But looking at things like, does your softener regenerate based on a number of days rather than the amount of water that is used? So it's called a time clock softener. Those tend to be much less efficient than the demand initiated softeners, which only regenerate when they need to based on how much water you've used. And so if your softener has a dial on it that says days or days till regeneration, that's a clue that it could be a time clock that's inefficient. We have some more information about that for homeowners at madsewer.org/home salt reduction, or you can just go to madsewer.org and search for chloride. We have all kinds of different tools that people can read up on to learn about softener efficiency, including we've had some versions of home salt use and softener screens in the past, and we're working on rolling out a new softener cell screen soon that people can use to evaluate their own softener at home and see if they have any opportunities to reduce their salt use.
That's great. I love having that resource that homeowners can check up that on their own. Usually, is there an installation date or a model date that's easily to identify in most softeners so they can tell? Like, let's say they just bought the house. They didn't really know how old that softener was. Is there usually a place they can find it?
Sometimes it really depends on the degree of the labeling. My softener at home has the date that it was installed, so sometimes you can see that. Sometimes it wouldn't. In that case, it'd be trickier, which is why on the other side, there's all these different audiences that we're engaging on softeners. We're also educating people who are working with softeners professionally on what to look for. And so we know that homeowners aren't going to be able to do everything technical with the water softeners. And so to help achieve that efficiency, we're educating plumbers and we've educated home inspectors and softening technicians, brought them in for trainings, as you know, on what to look for softening efficiency and maybe how to identify those things that would be difficult for a homeowner to identify. So then the provider can make a recommendation to the homeowner on what they can do.
Sometimes your label is written in Sharpie.
Exactly.
If you had an appropriate plumber or installer who just writes it right on the unit. So you can look for that too. If they say install date, that'll be a good indication for you. I love that education that the Metro Sewerage District is doing right now here out of Madison. Talking with Emily Jones and Amanda Wagner. We got about 2 minutes left to kind of wrap this up, but I really appreciate how much the district has done on the education component, both for professionals who are installing, but also for the general public to understand the situation. So tell us again how people can connect with you and find more information on the types of resources they'll find on your website.
Absolutely. So the easiest thing to do is go to madsewer.org and search for chloride on the main page, or you can go to the full direct URL of madsewer.org/home salt reduction. But on the other hand, if there are businesses listening, if businesses are interested, we also have resources for businesses like the grants and incentives I mentioned and some other guidelines. And so that's also found when you go to that chloride main page. There's also wisaltwise.com, which is the website for the coalition we're working with that's working to reduce road salt and softener salt across the region and elsewhere in the state.
What is the YouTube channel that you can find? Because you guys did a campaign recently with some live videos and videos over the noon hour during a week of education for people. What's the YouTube place they can find that information too?
Right. So for Salt Awareness Week?
Yes.
Yeah, that is on the Saltwise website. So wisaltwise.com. And that should be promoted from that homepage. There's a link to Salt Awareness Week where those recorded videos can be accessed.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Emily Jones, Amanda Wagner of the Madison Metropolitan Sewerage District. Find out more at madsewer.org. Thanks again to our sponsors and all of our great guests today. Again, Madison Water Utility and Evolution Financial for sponsoring Let's Get Local and Devil Radio here 92.7 FM. And thanks to Jimmy K for just being awesome and running the show like he always does.
Great show tonight.
Or today.
We'll catch you here soon. Pizza Box Mike is up next. We'll catch you next week.